Let's take a look at sport. Now, for many years now, we've been chatting with Jim Gales from Scottish Disability Golf and Curling. Well, we brought Jim back for a look at the year and ahead to some changes in 2025. Jim, thanks very much for joining us.
Cheers, all. Nice to have a chat again.
Yeah, we finished the year with the Phoenix Cup. We had a bunch of Americans, a whole load of people from around Europe come across to play at the old course and the new golf course in St Andrews, courtesy of the St Andrews Links Trust. We had three absolutely glorious days of weather for the competition. Unbelievable. I was telling the Americans for months, by the way, make sure you bring your waterproofs. You'll need woolly jumpers, woolly hats and everything, because it will rain. There wasn't a drop of rain on the golf course for 3 days. And the Americans, just here's the other day, they were back in touch and saying, we've got all this golf gear, the waterproofs are brand new. He says, I live in California, I'll never be able to wear them again.
Well, it's unusual to get a decent day for the golf. For a long time now, Jim, you've been organising these golf events for people with a range of disabilities. And indeed, you know, you look to encourage more blind and partially sighted people to take up the game. And there's been all sorts of tuition offers and so on. And you branched out into curling as well. So it's been quite a build since you first got into the game.
It is. And I mean, just at this year's Phoenix Cup, we had five blind and vision impaired people from the United States, Canada and Europe taking part in it. Obviously myself, so I suppose six. Although I was more of a non-playing captain. I had a go on the last day, but I wished I hadn't touched the clubs. But by that time, Europe was ahead, so I was quite happy with that. We had 29 players from the two continents, if you like. And to have a good percentage of those as blind and vision impaired and guides and coaches as well. It was great. And a lot of those guys were involved as well because we had an international with a curling just a week before. Their team came from the States. We had England, Scotland, you know, all the usuals involved. A Four Nations event. We played across at Kinross Ice Rink and also at Perth Ice Rink. So over 5 days, we played 18 games of curling. You know, round robin competitions, and there was a little bit of tuition thrown in at the beginning as well, just to get everybody established on the different types of ice that come across between, you know, the three countries. And in the end, Team Scotland won that one, actually. But the brand new squad from the States did very well, actually. They weren't last, and they got what we call a magic six. They got a six stone points at one end, and nobody even matched anywhere near that.
It sounds like, you know, some of the people, and I suppose through the curling as well, Jim, have come through, you know, just playing for fun, playing socially, and really getting into the game that much that they want to play in competitions.
Yeah, and that's what we've emphasised for many, many years now, is the social side of things. Get them involved. They don't have to come along and go dive straight into a golf lesson or a curling lesson. Nothing like that. What we encourage them to do is come along for a tea, a coffee and a chat. And if they want on day one to have a go at the sport and have a bit of practice, find out how to hold the golf club or deliver a stone, that's fine, not a problem at all. And even right up to the international level, you know, you're out there on the ice for a couple of hours, you're out on the golf course for 3-4 plus hours. The vast majority of your time, if you're there for a good while, is spent socially at the 19th hole, having a beverage or two, or even in meals and such like, as we did at St Andrews. It's the mixing and matching that's the best thing, and making new friends from around the world. And we tried to incorporate new people as well from, well, mostly from Scotland on this particular occasion, but we got them along to St Andrews, to the practice centre, the driving range and the practice areas, and just said, you know, go and have a go. And then the international players came across for a practice as well. They were mixing as well. So getting them introduced and meeting different people, different personalities and, you know, different types of players, were guys in wheelchairs and paragolfers, things like that. But we had one-arm guys with no legs, blind and vision impaired, obviously. So it was good to meet the different approaches that people have to the various sports.
Now, the Phoenix Cup seems to be the biggie for you now. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, we're definitely moving from more smaller events across to the Phoenix Cup. And again, we'll still incorporate beginners lessons and stuff and practice sessions for that as well. We have a lot of people who are retiring from the charity, the organisation, and Janet, my beloved wife, and myself are two of those people who were due to retire last year. And well, what we've persuaded, cajoled, blackmailed even to get us to stay on to finish things off for this year. So the charity itself is being dissolved over the next couple of months. And there's a movement to go from lots of small events into one big event each year, which will host, you know, maybe vary competitions, qualifiers, invitation events throughout the year. So the general golf events will carry on, culminating in the Phoenix Cup, which is their turn to host this time. So regardless of who wins, the Americans are going to host next year. And strangely, the Phoenix Cup is going to be played in Phoenix, Arizona, late October. And the Europeans are going to take a team across and hopefully retain the cup and show them how to play again.
Well, chances are, Jim, you won't need the waterproofs there either. Will there still be a drive to bring more people into the game who've never played before?
Yeah, we're doing that now, actually. We're using our qualifying events, we'll call them that, throughout the year. They start in April, and they'll run right through to the end of September. And anybody that wants to take up the game and come along, we're not saying, right, there's a golf lesson. We'll get them out on the golf course. And they can come along with a guide, a coach, a carer, a buddy, a friend, call them what you want. And they can go out and play together. And that might be just 3 holes, 9 holes, or they can do a full round if they wish. And they can play something socially friendly, just informal, and have a game alternate shot. You know, so the established golfer coach can play the first shot, and then they can play the second or third, and just, I wouldn't say mess around, but they can take it easy and get introduced to the game gradually. And then hopefully the golfing bug will bite, and they can move on to a more competitive level. It doesn't have to be competitive. It can be purely social and use those competitions that we have over those 8 or 9 months to enjoy themselves, enjoy the game, get to know more people. And if they wish, they can take it further.
Great to hear. After all those years building to this, and then, you know, the evolution, if you like, the Phoenix rising from the ashes, then taking this even further, Jim, and getting more people into the game, especially for us, you know, people who are blind or partially sighted. If there are people who are interested in sort of finding out, Jim, can they still get in touch? There's still somewhere where they can get information from?
Indeed. Yeah, as I say, the SDGC will be no more, but we have done the transition. Being the buzzword of late, the transition is over to the Phoenix website, and we've set a website up. You can get in touch through email and WhatsApp, telephone, all the rest of it. It's all done there. And the new website is all the W's, phoenixcup.org.uk.
Well, Jim, best of luck with the Phoenix Cup going forward. Let's hope more people do pick up the clubs and try the game. And thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Great stuff. Thanks very much, Alan, and all the very best.